The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever lent something to someone and they just never gave it back to you? How did you handle that? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. My husband, and like, for such an intellectual man, sometimes he does things that are so ridiculously dumb that I'm like, what are you thinking? So he was in the garage and I like went down there to talk to him and there was this tool that I'd never seen before. And I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about tools.
Right. I mean, you just called it a tool.
It's a tool.
He didn't call it
whatever it was.
He didn't call it a saw. He didn't call it a drill.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
It was like the wheel that cuts the wood.
Yeah. No, that's a circular saw. Okay. So he's got a circular saw in the garage.
And it's a big one. So I know that's not ours because that would have been a significant investment if we had bought that. I'm sure he would have mentioned it to me. It seemed like an expensive tool.
Sure.
So I'm like, where'd that come from? And he's like, oh, it's Tom's. I go, Tom's? Tom's our neighbor across the street. He's like, yeah. I go, you borrowed it? And he's like, yeah. I go, when? He's like, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Right.
I go, what do you mean?
Have you been sawing any wood today?
I don't normally go in the garage.
I didn't hear anything run. Right.
We kind of just use it for storage, our garage. I go, you can't borrow a tool like that and then not give it back for a couple months. He's like, why? He's across the street. If he needs it, he'll just come back.
I go, like, he owns it.
I mean, works, babe. Like, right. Once you borrow something, it's not even like it's my brother or like his best friend.
A family
friend
member. Somebody that can't hate him because he stole his saw.
That can text him.
No, this is a stranger,
like, hey,
essentially.
Jerk, bring me back my fancy thing that's in your garage.
Right, you know? Right. Or you're not getting a gift for Christmas because you have my saw.
Right. Tom's a nice guy that lives across the street. He probably wants that big tool back.
Yeah, but this is a thing amongst neighbors a lot of times. You do have those neighbors that borrow tools or there's a flip side of that coin, too, is you could be your husband, which is he borrowed tools and didn't return them. You lend things and they don't get returned. Also, this does happen in certain neighborhoods. You know, I got to be honest, thinking about it, I don't have a single borrowed tool. Now, I do have somebody else's tools, but what happened was they were helping me with a project on the house that day, and maybe they didn't like the way that the project came out or the way that I expressed my thanks for their help that day, and they left the tools and never returned. That person may actually be dead. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but
those tools aren't borrowed. I mean, they were just left there. I'm storing them, really.
No, you should bring them back.
Oh, no. I don't know where that person is now, and I don't want to.
I used to teach this fitness class called Pound, right? And we would use drumsticks, and you would take the drumsticks, and you would, like, beat the ground, and you would exercise with them to the rhythm
of the music.
Yeah,
it sounds like an incredible workout.
It was. It really was. If you've ever done Pound, you know what Pound is, and you know it's a good workout. But I lent my drumsticks. It was 40 drumsticks I lent to a friend of mine to teach a class that she was teaching it for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just kept waiting and waiting.
40
and
pairs?
Waiting. It was four. It was 20 pairs.
I mean, that's going to add up.
Right. Do you know it took her 2.5 years to return those drumsticks?
We're not friends anymore. That's what I'm thinking when you drop them off.
I was like, how long is she going to wait until she... And I wasn't teaching the class anymore, so that makes me wonder, like, did she just think it wasn't a big deal because she knew I wasn't teaching that class anymore, so
she's like, these are
on.
Totally my drumsticks,
like,
now.
What are you doing with right. all those drumsticks?
When she returned them, did she leave them at your door, or did you see her face to face?
No, she left them at the door.
I'm telling you, not friends anymore. I knew it. Look at me.
She's not really my friend anymore when you think about it.
Because she dissed you, man. She had no respect.
Have you ever bought anything and they never returned it to you? Excuse me. Have you ever lent anything and they never returned it to you? 1-800-330-9999. All I keep thinking right now is, oh my gosh, she is not my friend anymore. Yeah, you can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Walked into the garage. There was this big saw thing in there. I said to my husband, I'm like, where'd this come from? Said, I borrowed it from Tom. Tom's our neighbor across the street. I go, when? 2 months ago. I go, 2 months? You didn't return this for 2 months? It's not like it's our brother. It's the guy across the street.
Yes, a family member that can not disown you if you do something terrible. Right. This is basically a stranger. You have his stuff. You stole it.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't see what the big deal was. So what have you borrowed that you didn't get back or that you didn't give back, or have you lent to someone that you didn't get it back? 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven.
So my husband borrowed the neighbor's chainsaw, and not only did he borrow it, he broke it, and it's still broke, and it's been probably a year, and I keep on telling him he has to fix it and return it.
Right,
because the thing is, a chainsaw is one of those tools, too. When it comes up that he needs it, it's because a tree fell on his house. So he's going to be really, really upset if that chainsaw is broken on top of it and has been sitting in the garage for a year.
What is up with guys not returning tools? What is up with it?
I love it. Thanks for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you ever borrowed something that you didn't return or lent something that didn't come back?
I did. I actually lent my friend a bed when she had company coming, and she has yet to return it.
The bed?
Please tell me it's an air mattress.
No, it was not an air mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a pop-up that went underneath a twin bed that I actually gave her previously. She was having company, and the mattress I have, I lent it to her. It was about a year and a half ago, and I still have not gotten it back.
It's crazy.
Something that leaves in a pickup truck, though, is going to be harder to come back if it's not a rental. You know what I mean? Like, if your friend comes and borrows something, and they're
driving... I don't.
Oh, that's terrible. Your friends are terrible. Thanks for the call.
She's going to show up in her hatchback to pick up her bed?
And Raven, what did you lend and never get back, or what did you borrow and not return?
So the thing that my friend neighbor gave me back was a pair of gym shorts. Not that big of a deal, but still, I was really pissed.
So wait a minute, you lent out your gym shorts? I mean, this has got to be a friend, somebody that's like your age, right? I mean, you didn't loan them out to like your grown neighbor who lives across the street.
No, at gym class, like, he forgot his, and I had an extra pair, and I gave it to him. Then he ended up using them for the entire year.
It's the worst when people borrow clothes and didn't give them back. I had one girlfriend that was visiting from across the country, and she borrowed my favorite pair of Lululemon pants. She went right in, took them out of my drawer, wore them to the gym, took them back to Arkansas with her.
Gross.
And then took them back across the country with her. And then I lent one of my friends all my skinny dresses after I had the baby and I was too fat to fit into them. And she never gave them back to me. And all I keep thinking is, does she just think I'm never going to fit in my skinny dresses again? Because it's true. I probably won't. But I feel like she should give them back to me, at least make me feel like maybe I will one day.
Here's the thing on clothes, all right? If I lend clothes, if I don't get those clothes back the next day smelling of Tide and fabric softener, Anna, I don't want those clothes back ever, especially when it's gym clothes.
No, I want clothes back.
No,
oh my gosh.
No. Gym clothes? No.
Oh, absolutely.
And Ann Raven, what did you lend and not get back, or what did you borrow and haven't returned?
I have this battery pack power drill.
Yeah.
And I have let my friend borrow it like 4 months ago, and I have other stuff that the battery pack goes to, like a sawzall. So I gave him the drill with the charger and everything, and it's been about 4 months. He never returned it, and every time I try to get a hold of him, he ignores me or he deflects the question about asking you where it is.
Oh, my God. I mean, you gave him the charger stand. That was the biggest problem right there. I mean, you should have gave him two full batteries, and that's it. No charger stand for that guy. His job's got to be done inside of 4 hours or else he's going to run out of power, and then he's out of luck.
Right, then he's got to bring it back to you.
That's
what he's going to do with it.
It really sucks, too, because we had a job to do on a car. We had to cut off a catalytic converter, and we needed the sawzall, and we had no charger to do it with.
I mean, who doesn't have to cut off a catalytic converter every once in a while with a sawzall? You're right.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.